Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. This is Emily from Forbes.
Well,
I got an email from you.
Sure. Hi, Emily. How are you?
Very good. By Forbes policy, I didn't tell it to Lucy because I felt badly. I actually can't really accept most gifts if they're over a certain amount. But she was very, she spoke very highly of this, and I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about it and how
much
you usually charge for people and what you usually find out and all that.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. It's pretty simple, straightforward. Do you know your time of birth?
I don't. I would have to look this up.
Okay, good. Yeah. So if you get a chance, if you happen to find your birth certificate with exact time of birth, and of course I need date of birth and place of birth.
Okay.
Then I create a horoscope. Now let me just, if you got a minute, I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me just mention, if 30 years ago you had told me I was going to be an astrologer, I would say you're crazy,
Okay.
I had no interest. In fact, in 1970, I went to work for Max Walter Advertising, and I basically spent about 30 years in advertising and marketing, and I ran advertising agencies, and I'm, a very good, have a good marketing background. Also, about 30 years ago, I got a reading from a Western astrologer, and I enjoyed it. I was impressed, and I thought, astrology has some value. And then about 22 years ago, I had a reading from an Indian pundit from, doing Vedic astrology from India. And I was so impressed with the quality of the reading and the accuracy of my own personal life that I thought, this is something astrology must work. And I want to know why it works. I want to know more about for myself and my wife and my children and my business. And I didn't want to have to ask an astrologer every year if I was going left or right or up or down, if I should go fast or slow. And, so I thought, I'll just study this for my own family.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent maybe, 12 years just studying on my own. I actually went through 100 books on Vedic astrology, and I have 2,000 hours of audio tape classes that I took. Or if I couldn't go to a symposium or a seminar, I would just order the... there's a whole world out there on Vedic astrology. See, Vedic astrology is from India. It's thousands of years old. It was used by the ancient kings. In fact, in the ancient Dharma Shastra, it said that the king should consult an astrologer. So astrology is always, it was known as Raj Vidya in India, which means kingly knowledge. So Vedic astrology is the source of all astrology. It's thousands of years old. It predates Chinese, Egyptian, and Western astrology.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, the more I studied it, the more I fell in love with it. And then about 11 years ago, I found a professor in India on the internet, and I began to study with him. And over the next 10 years, I received my master's degree in professorship in Vedic astrology.
Okay.
So, I've just gone from where, astrology was an interest to where, astrology became, very, very important in my own life. And I will be real candid with you and tell you that a couple of events took place with readings that I was doing that were so accurate that I finally realized this was more important than anything else I was doing.
Hmm.
10 years ago, I was earning $100,000 a year in another business that I own. And I just lost interest in it. I just thought, it does not have the value of helping people understand how the planets are operating in their horoscopes. Now, we just think of horoscope in America as some little piece of paper or something. We don't give it much thought. But the horoscope is called Sanchita Karma. It's the karma that you're working out in this lifetime. Now, this, of course, I do radio talk shows around the country, and every once in a while, the radio show host will say, David, what do you say to people who don't believe in astrology? And I say, good for them. They're entitled to not believe in astrology. But apparently the kings and royal persons and even presidents from time to time have had thought that astrology had some value, that maybe the planets do have an influence on us on Earth. The ancient rishis of India actually said it this way. They said that the planets bestow on living beings effects due to their past life karmas, and that when you look at your horoscope, you're looking at the karma that you're working out in this lifetime. Now, karma does not happen all at once. Life does not happen all at once. It happens sequentially according to the hands on the clock. And we have that clock in Vedic astrology. It's called Vimshottari Dasha Sequence. We can see the past, present, and future general trends in anybody's life. So, you know, again, what happened to me is I just some incredibly accurate, you know, revelations on my life, my wife's and children's and clients. And now I've been doing this for 20 years. I've read over 9,000 charts. And I've written a book on Vedic astrology called Astrology for Life. And I teach it. Our organization, we've trained over 800 Vedic astrologers around the world. We have an international organization. And I'm just completely impressed with this knowledge.
Okay.
You know, for example, my daughter's 22. I'm glad she's studying with me because I can show you a man's chart that is so afflicted for marriage, his wife committed suicide. So now my daughter's dating, if we look at a chart and Venus representing wife in that man's chart is afflicted, debilitated, badly placed, then she's got two choices. Either one, she doesn't get involved in an intimate relationship,
mm-hmm.
or two, she says, Dad, I love this guy. What are the remedies? And then we have to work on fixing the guy's chart.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing for business. You know, I have built on the cover of my book, there's a horoscope, and that happens to be Bill Gates' horoscope. Because at the time I was writing my book and producing it, I wanted to have a very strong chart on the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, he was worth a number of billions of dollars, and I thought, okay, this is a good chart to use.
Mm-hmm.
But we can use Vedic astrology for business decisions. Absolutely can use. You know, a father comes to me recently, and he says, my son wants to go to this engineering school, and it costs $42,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Would you look at his chart and tell me if he's going to be suited for engineering? So I said, Mars rules engineering, and your son's Mars is debilitated, afflicted, and badly placed. There's no way he's going to get through engineering school. On the other hand, he's got a wonderful Venus in its own sign in the house of income. He will always gain income through the arts, fine arts, healing arts, performing arts. Put him in that direction. So he tells his son, who has a temper tantrum because he really wants to go to the $42,000 school, but he agrees with his father that he'll go to the state school instead and save some money. He does not make it through one semester, and he drops out. Now it's now a year later. He's an art major, and he's never been happier.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use this to understand who we are. We can understand, you know, how our strong planets, our weak planets. And if you have Mercury in the house of career, then you should be a writer. You have Jupiter in the house of career, you should be a teacher or publisher, clergy, lawyer. If you have Sun in the house of career, you should be a physician. I mean, like that, Venus in the house of career. Elvis Presley had Venus in the house of career, and he was, you know, and he had it with, he was an entertainer. You know, O.J. Simpson had Mars in the house of career, you know, athletic capability. It's wonderful. So this knowledge is just so precious. We can use it for career. We can use it for relationships and health. Oh, you can see everything in health. You know, I had an Indian Vedic astrologer sent me an email a few years ago, and he said, David, look at my chart for my health. And I don't know this guy. He's 65 years old. He's living in India. And I assume he's just testing my skills. So I write him back an email describing his health. And he sends me back an email. He says, David, you are 100% accurate on my health. Now, can you imagine sending an email to your physician
mm-hmm.
and saying, this is my date of birth, my time of birth, my place of birth. Tell me about my health.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say, no, I need x-rays, I need your history, I need to take a look at your tongue, your pulse, your eyes. You know, but Vedic astrology is there. It's, you know, you can see the stars. So I've been doing this long enough to have tremendous respect for this knowledge, and I'm not concerned about those that don't have respect for the knowledge. That's their prerogative.
Okay.
So anyways, Lucy and I have been friends for years.
How did you meet Lucy?
She called me for a reading. I'd never met her before that. I've only met her one time in person. But over the years, we've become friends. She thought I gave very accurate readings, and it was very helpful. And so that's how we've met. But, you know, again, I have clients around the world. I do readings worldwide, and I just love this knowledge. I love sharing it.
Do you do a lot for business people?
Yes. Oh, I have a number of clients. I have helped a number of businesses. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of business applications to this.
Okay.
So,
I'm sure you can't say who your clients are. Have you ever helped any big businesses or recognizable names in business?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I know I have some very wealthy clients that run businesses and ask me for a lot of help. And I, you know, usually what I do is that if a person's running a business, then what's really important is that they do remedies for their own chart. See, here's the thing. Nobody, I'm I've done 9,000 charts. I've never seen a perfect chart. Nobody has a perfect chart. We all have some planets that are weak, afflicted, debilitated, or badly placed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the weakness of the planets that cause obstructions, delays, disappointments, setbacks in any area, whether it's health, finances, or relationships, the big three. You know, people typically call me for health, finances, or relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, I think 90% of the women that call me, it's always relationship issues. And 90% of the men that call me, it's about career issues or finances or income.
Oh.
It's just the way we're wired. You know, people are just wired that way. Women are very nourishing, very caring, and family-oriented. And it's always about relationships.
Hmm.
You know, I'd say about 90%. Okay, 80% minimum, but probably closer to 90%.
Huh, interesting.
And some women will call me up and say, I'm working on my career. How can you help me? And that's fine. You know, that's what it's all about. But I'm just saying that I'm writing an article on relationships and astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it fascinating how people, you know. But anyways, I appreciate your call. I have a lot of respect for business. I have a lot of respect for Forbes. I especially adore Steve Forbes. I think he was brilliant. And I thought they should have voted that guy in when they had a chance. I thought he was brilliant, and I think that America missed an opportunity there.
That's interesting. It's not actually what I would expect to hear from an astrologer. And I would expect, I don't know, more Democratic leanings. I don't know why I would think that.
Well, I vote for intelligence. I don't care about parties. I just thought he was an intelligent, articulate, brilliant man, well-educated, good family, had good motives.
Hmm.
And had an interest in helping our country. And he was much more intelligent, in my opinion, than George W.
Hmm. Yeah.
So that's my personal feeling, regardless of the party thing doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know, I mean, I know that astrology is not mainstream, and it's probably not something for Forbes magazine, but...
No, but it's interesting, and I'm working on a book right now about the futures industry and the future, so I just find it, you know, interesting that it's something that Lucy... is interested in, and seems very, she, you know, seems to believe very strongly in enough that she was, you know, willing to buy me a gift. So I think that's telling.
I think she was, it wasn't so much that it was a gift, it was more of a demonstration. She wanted you to see how accurate it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did the chart one time for Uri Geller, and he had a radio show he used to do in England. It was all night long radio show, and I was a guest on that show. And he said to me, he goes, David, I'm impressed with Vedic astrology, not because of you did my chart, because anybody can figure me out. He says, but you were 100% accurate on my wife, and nobody knows my wife.
Huh. But just out of curiosity, how much do you usually charge for these charts?
My readings are $150, and I spend about an hour on the phone with people, and I record the conversation and send them the MP3 file, you know, audio file. By the way, in finance, you know, because you're talking about, you know, traders, the turtle trading and all that. I know a little bit about that. But in finance, there's definitely applications. I really think that, for example, I would personally never click on a mouse to make a stock trade without looking at the chart for the moment. See, there's a horoscope for every single moment of the day. If a baby was born as we're talking right now, there would be a horoscope for that baby. Well, there's also a horoscope when you click on the mouse to make a trade. There's a horoscope when they do the ringing opening bell of the stock market. You know, there's a horoscope when they launch a space shuttle. There's a horoscope when you get sworn in as president. Now, people do these things arbitrarily. They don't realize there's a horoscope. And so basically they're gambling. If that horoscope is strong and pure and positive, then they can have a positive result. But if that horoscope happens to be afflicted, then chances are that the trade will be negative, the space shuttle will blow up, the president will go to war, the marriage will end in divorce. You know, if you start a new business, you start a new partnership, you get married, you do a stock trade, you better be looking at that chart or have somebody look at it for you and tell you. See, one of the services I have is called electional astrology. We can elect a time to do something important in life. So most people do these things arbitrarily. I won't get on a plane without looking at the time of when the plane leaves.
When Lucy and the traders call you, do they ask for this kind of information? Do they ask me to talk to you before placing big trades?
I don't have a big history with that. In other words, no, I don't have clients calling me and saying I'm about to make a trade. You know, what's it look like? And I can't breach confidentiality with what I'm doing with Lucy.
Okay. Sure.
So I don't want to discuss what I'm doing with her.
Okay.
But in general, I don't do that. But that's to me, it would be a great use of. I wish I had a financial background, because I think if I knew more about trading and stocks, then if I combine that with the astrology, I think I could make some serious money.
No, I'm sure. I was just thinking it would be such an interesting story if, you know, you were to call one day and say that there's a certain time and a certain day or something that, you know, just seems like an opportune time to be in the market. And
right.
To,
well, look, for example, Saturn rules oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can watch the transit of Saturn and get some clue, you know, whether oil is going up or down. And you know, gold is ruled by the sun. And so same thing. Whenever I see sun get debilitated or afflicted, I see the price of gold drop. And when sun is really strong, I see gold go up.
Huh.
So, you know, there's certain commodities that are connected with certain planets. And I think Lucy is pretty savvy about that stuff herself.
Huh.
I like Lucy. She is a very intelligent woman, very independent. You know, I think what happens is that I think she's had kind of a tough break in that industry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, you know, 20 years ago, whenever it was, she was in an industry that was pretty much male-dominated, and she's had some interesting relationships with those people, ups mm-hmm. and downs, and, you know, I kind of feel badly for her that, you know, she seems to feel like she should have been more successful, and I tell her she is successful, because she's independent, intelligent, and has integrity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's quite brilliant, personally. I really do. Anyway, so I hope some of these points are helpful, and... I really do appreciate your call.
No, I appreciate your email. And
if you get a chance, explore my website. There's stuff on there that you can, you know, maybe use or see. Or
perfect.
If you ever have any questions, you know, I'm a good, I like to talk.
Good. No, you never know when knowing you could come in very handy. So thank you very much, and enjoy your evening.
All right, well, thank you for the call. Bye-bye,
okay,
Emily.
Bye.